a grindstone is a something that as it turns and you grind it, you turn it by hand and electric, you get electric. We used to turn one by hand.
Let's say if your car was squeaking, you might take it into a garage and tell a man put it up on the rack and do what to it?
Grade.
And if you got that
lubricated,
and if you got that stuff all over your hands, you'd say your hands were
greasy.
What about this stuff that you used to burn in lamps before?
Coal oil.
You ever heard that called anything else?
Kerosene,
same thing. Have you ever heard of people making a temporary lamp by taking a bottle and some kerosene and a wick, you know? You'd have just a temporary lamp like that.
Yeah, you can do that, but it's dangerous.
Yeah, it sounds pretty dangerous. Have you ever heard those called anything special?
Well, I don't know that I ever did. Yeah. Or ever did use one myself.
You ever heard people call them flambeaux?
A what?
Flambeau.
Flambeau. I don't know.
Haven't heard that?
Well, for that light in the bottle?
Right.
No. Yeah.
Okay. What about the inside of a car tire that inflates? That's the inner
tube.
Okay. And if you just built yourself a boat and you wanted to try it out, you'd take it down the water, you know, and put it in. What do you call yourself doing when you're putting the boat in the water? You say you have to, you're going to what?
Gonna launch your boat.
Launch the boat, okay. Well, what about these, what are these boats, you know, that you have to row them? You call those things?
Yeah, that's a rowboat.
Rowboat. Do most of those things have flat bottoms or curved or what?
Well, ones I like, I got a flat boat, but you can get them with a V boat.
Oh, yeah.
And you get these, you buy these canoes. Mm-hmm. And of course, it's kind of like a log, like, you know.
Oh, yeah. Now, are these rowboats usually flat on the end, or are they tapered, or what, you know, on the end?
Well, usually they're square across the end, these boats we have. But you can buy them with a sharp pointed boat, see,
oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Tapered.
If your wife wanted to go to town to get some material for a dress, and she wanted to make sure that she got the right color, she might take a little square of cloth.
A little sample of cloth with her.
What about if she saw a dress that she thought was just real nice, she liked it, she'd say, my goodness, that sure is a
nice dress, pretty dress.
And if she saw one that she liked even better than that, she'd say, well, I think this dress is even...
They do that a lot. Yeah, that's the best. Looks better. Better price, too.
And you wind up paying for the difference.
Yeah.
And when she's doing the dishes or in the kitchen, what do you call the thing that she puts on to protect her dress?
Apron.
And this thing that I'm writing it here, you call that a ballpoint.
Ballpoint pencil. Pen.
Okay. And that thing, you know, that women use to keep babies' diapers up. That's
a safety pin.
Okay. What would you say that a man's three-piece suit consists of?
Well, coat, pants, and vest.
You ever heard men call their pants anything else?
Trousers.